Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola and his fellow ranters as they sound off on the latest movies, TV, and the world of entertainment. Now, here are your ranters for the hour, Marco, Mila, Larry, and Bruno.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Marco Mazzola, and we are brought to you by the Subculture Podcast Network. You can find us online at bio.link/subculturepod. All right, let's go around the room and say hello to our ranters today. Hello, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, Mila.
Hey.
All right, gang. Today, we are back with Skeleton Crew, Star Wars Skeleton Crew.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Pretty awesome. Let's just go through the tale of the tape. Obviously, this was a Disney Plus show, rated TV PG. It was 8 episodes long.
Yes.
All right.
This is true.
Let's see. Basically, your main star, obviously, was Jude Law. Like, he's the main, you know, draw on this particular show, if you have to have a list of stars. And then a bunch of people that I don't know anybody.
That's what it is. That's the name. You know Jude Law, so yep. That's the...
Brings you in,
sure.
Did anybody else feel like the mom of, you know, Captain whatever, like what her name, Farrah? Was that her name? She was kind of a...
Fern,
yeah. What was the mom's name, though? Mom's name was, yeah, Farrah. She was kind of like a... what's her name? Fuck, John Krasinski's wife, Emily Blunt. She reminded me of Emily Blunt. It was like a Walmart Emily Blunt. Like, if you'd really see them together, obviously not without the British accent, but she obviously plays without a British accent a lot of times as well. So, yeah. So there's that.
Okay. That's a weird
pull. I can kind of see it.
Yeah, it was I'm like, is that Emily Blunt? And of course, I looked it up. I'm like, no, that's not her. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Anyway, let's go around the room and get some takes on the show first. Then we'll kind of go through some episodes and talk about them, which ones we like, which ones we didn't like. Overall take. Who wants to start today?
Go ahead, Mila.
No,
Mila's starting today.
I'm putting you right on that sword.
That's right.
I liked it. I thought it was like a fun kids show. You know, I really liked it for what it was trying to be, you know, because I actually kind of really like, I'd rate it like in all the Disney show, like the Star Wars shows.
There you go.
I would actually put it up pretty high because it achieved what it was looking for. And all the other shows disappointed me, were boring, or just a total letdown.
I can support that.
Pretty good story for what it was trying to be. It didn't get too crazy deep. But it was like, it had its characters. The characters had motive, you know, or like not necessarily deep motive, you know.
They're kids, so how deep is their motive supposed to be?
Exactly,
right?
So it doesn't have to be that deep. Yeah. And I think it was pretty good show.
All right, I'll jump. You know what? I'm not. Yeah, I'm with you, Mila. It wasn't bad. You know, I think. It did exactly like you said. I'm just going to kind of piggyback a lot what you just said. It did what it was supposed to do. When I first started watching, I was like, oh, this is the perfect show to introduce children to Star Wars. It really, truly is. Mm-hmm. If you're a parent that doesn't want to give them episodes 4, 5, and 6 and, you know, the blaster and the death and this and, like, if you want to not give them that, but you want to give them, like, a nice wholesome story, I think that that's what this is. It's a little kid's Goonie adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
What did you call it? It was like a mix between Goonies and...
Yeah, it was a mixture between Goonies and Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates!
Which is an old show, right?
Yeah, it's an old movie.
So, like, for me...
I love that movie.
It was good. And I remember watching that way too young.
Absolutely, yeah.
But again,
we know my status.
Yeah, right? but that's what I felt like. This is a great movie, a great show for, like, age range 9 to 12. Put them right in there because they're kind of adventurous. And you know, and that's what you see. You see it in these four little kids, right? One of them just lives in this boring life and just wants so much adventure. And he's into these stories of these Jedi and he wants to meet them. So it's like, I see it. And then you have Jude Law's character, which at first I thought that him quote unquote being a Jedi was just fake because he kept using, because I was watching every time he did something with his hand, right? His force grab or whatever.
Yeah.
It always looked like he was just doing it with his one hand. So I was like, you know what? He's a pirate. I wonder if it's like he has like a magnetic thing so he can like take gold or riches.
Right.
So like that's what I thought it was until like episode like 6 or 7. Then he uses his other hand. And yeah. I went, oh shit, okay, well, there goes that theory.
Yeah.
Because he even said, I think it was like episode 3 or something like that. He goes, you know, I necessarily never called myself a Jedi. Like, and he doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Like, just Wim just goes, oh my God, you're a Jedi.
So was he ever, he wasn't ever really a Jedi, was he?
He was training for one. At Order 66. Because he,
that's
he,
what it was.
Because yeah. he gets, so he that's gets right, into
the
end, it.
We kind of find out more of his
end,
history.
End, right? And he said that he was just like a little street rat and he was begging and this woman found him and started bringing him, and she saw potential and she started bringing him. Then Order 66 happened, I'm guessing. That's where everybody gets smoked.
So, that's where he got his morals and ideals.
So I guess like, so all he really knew of the quote unquote Jedi way was just, oh, the Jedi, how to use the Force, I guess, was was just Force push.
And what a lightsaber is, sort of. And like, it looks like he had some training with it before.
Yeah, which I mean, we've seen other Star Wars shows, movies, lore, like they start very young. So when, I mean, that's the whole idea. They always want to get them young.
Right.
So they can kind of mold them to be proper Jedi. Yeah.
So basically, just a timeline aspect, this is basically takes place 9 years after the events of Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Okay.
Just so we're kind of in that timeline.
Yeah.
To see 9 years ABY.
ABY.
After the Battle of Yavin.
Yep.
What that means.
I'm sorry. And it took me a while because I was trying to figure out what the timeline was. And I did the same thing as you did, Mark. Like, I had to look it up because I'm like, I don't understand how nobody knows of this planet. Like, it's not. I need to kind of like reverse timeline. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, it's from the Old Republic. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. It makes perfect sense. During the Old Republic, this was the planet that created the gold. So they didn't want people to find it. So that's why they put that barrier up there.
Right, yeah, they make them so the people that lived, the Republic.
Right, cards, so the people that lived there didn't know that the Republic had fallen.
Right.
They were just living their own lives. And
they're just living their best life.
Just living their best life. Hey, don't we know that?
No, we do know that. They're engaging their success.
We know that. yes, and believe.
Definitely believe in this.
Definitely believe. So, like, that's, I need to kind of sort of wrap my head around that because I was like, I don't know how they fit in.
Mm.
And then I had to think, I was like, oh, they created the Old Republic gold, the credits. They didn't know that the credits that the Republic had fallen because they've been on this planet completely trapped.
Right.
And everybody else is like,
the Old Republic coins.
Exactly. And everybody's like, what the hell? And they're like, yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Right. It was like the Republic, and then it was like the Empire took over, so the Republic was gone.
It was gone.
And then, like, now the Empire's gone.
Now the new Republic,
the new era.
I bet they had no idea. I bet they don't even know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
They had no idea.
They're like, now they've got all these like really cool credits. I mean,
they've heard
stories.
They've heard a lot of stories. That's why the kid is like playing with action figures. At the beginning, he's like the very first. He's like playing with action figures of people that happened in the past. Like, he's making like little battles. Which I thought was kind of weird. It was a little E.T. Little like, it was kind of like that meta thing. Well, in E.T., he's playing with Yoda. He's playing with figures from Star Wars. In the E.T. movie, he plays
like Star
Wars.
You've never seen E.T.?
I have seen E.T.
He plays with Star Wars figures. It's kind of strange.
I had the DVD.
Wow.
So Star Wars exists in that sort of universe, everything with E.T., so it's a little weird.
This is true, and we've seen E.T. in the Star Wars movies.
Right. The E.T. aliens show up in the Republic Senate that one time. You see them all.
I remember seeing something about that.
I mean, I liked it though. I did enjoy it. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I was kind of bored with it. Like, after like the first couple episodes, I was just like, ugh. And then I remembered. I was like, wait a minute. Let me take a step back. It's not Game of Thrones. It's this show wasn't meant for me. It really
not
wasn't.
Really. No, it's definitely not.
Once you like think about that while you're watching, you go, you know, like, yeah, let's just sit back and watch this.
And that's literally what I did.
I'm still getting some Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be getting some Star Wars.
Yep.
You know,
getting a little bit of nostalgia from like this type of movie that would come out. The coming of age type thing.
I loved Goonies. So I was in the same boat, like, you know, it didn't blow me away, but I did enjoy watching it. I got, you know, there was a couple of points I got a little bored, you know, I was like, all right. It was a lot of, like, not say like monster of the week, but like bad planet of the day. You know what I mean? Like they kept going to like bad planet, new adventure. Like shit goes wrong, yet they can.
That's what I wanted it to be.
Right. Though. It was that, and then also, super convenient. Right? There's always a way out, right? To climb the thing. And that show. Fucking right. Rope is there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like every yeah. time, you know, because there's always a way.
Yeah. And again, like it's something that was cool about that. Cause I'm also watching this and going, like at the beginning, I'm like, oh, they're in this impossible position. Like how could they possibly get out of this? And then seeing it's like some really easy out, I go,
yeah, it's like there's a okay. resolution to like, the little horror, you know, play every episode. It's a,
yeah, and then I just go like, oh, it's yeah. a kids movie, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, they can do that.
You have to wrap up their current predicament at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, other than the overall story arc of trying to get back to, and if they said Ad-Atten one more fucking time.
Ad-Atten?
Jesus.
Ad-Atten? I think it was Ad-Atten.
I would love to, that's a drinking game. How many times did they say Ad-Atten? No, dude. Each episode, the whole series, oh my god, it was ridiculous.
Well, I think a big part of that too is it's they want people to remember where they're actually from, because this is just, I mean, it's a made up story, right?
That happened by third episode. I fucking got it.
Yeah. And still it's supposed
five
to be,
more episodes of hearing them yeah. say that fucking name.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like the just a mere mention of it. People are like, that's a
apparently
fucking
we live in Atlantis, which yeah. is weird or something.
Yeah.
We came from El Dorado, yeah. which apparently is kind of odd.
Does it exist?
I don't get
Does it not exist?
Like, who's going to tell them that it's actually just a lame place?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, everyone's been to Atlantis, right?
Of course.
And the planet was cool, you know what I mean? Like the planet was pretty cool, but you saw the whole, like, at least I
like that
saw
it was peaceful and not like a weird dystopia. It was yeah. just kind of like peaceful yeah. to like a fault a little bit, but like
to a fault. But I mean, it's right. kind of like that, you know, utopia where you like you yeah. want, but nothing else in the universe, and that universe is like that,
right?
Because they're so sheltered, obviously, by yeah. their shield.
I was really glad to find that it wasn't like a weird dystopia, because I was like, I kind of don't want that twist right yeah. now, because I'm having a good.
But
time.
But you did have the aspect of basically the robots, the droids are running the planet.
The droids are running,
and they're
it.
Keeping them sort of enslaved, just making credits.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like yeah. the main it's, high, it's, whatever it's the hell.
For the betterment, or what was, I forgot what the
one of us
yeah, yeah. I forgot what the great work, I think it was
yeah,
called.
Yeah, the great work, yeah. Be well, you know, it was like that's, be,
yeah,
it was the
yeah, that's,
man. Be
that's
well.
Kind of what it was,
yeah.
Three seashells, I mean, it was just that
he does not use the three seashells,
he doesn't. Mila, you got anything on that? Do you know how to use the three seashells? Look at her face. She has no idea. That's what we should do.
Oh, yeah, because I tried that. Didn't work. We tried
oh, that's
doing
right. Yeah,
that was
more
one time. It didn't
we
work so well.
We have to do that one again.
We got to redo Demolition Man for real.
Show. That was a good
a
movie.
Great movie. We got to redo that whole for real this time.
I'm down. All right. So, no, I get...
Coming
I,
up on Entertainment Rants.
I know.
Demolition Man.
Just so you people know.
I thought you guys did I thought you did like a
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, Maria and I did it. We yeah, talked about it for like 30 seconds. She zoned out. She was looking at her phone. 30 seconds, and then we talked about everything else but Demolition Man.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was the early days of our
like an
rants.
Hour and a half, 2 hours of podcast.
When it was like
Marie,
90% rants.
Yeah, it was.
10%.
The actual
oh,
topic.
Were we talking about something?
Yeah, were we talking about something? We definitely stayed more on topic now.
Definitely, I think. Maybe possibly. Speaking of which, I was okay with everything. I wasn't happy with it being ran by the droid, though.
Like, yeah, that was kind of weird.
That sucked. Because it's like, because
that was kind of a letdown. That was kind of a bummer.
It screamed She-Hulk.
What?
Remember when the Kevin robot?
The Kevin robot.
The
Kevin
I didn't
robot
finish the show.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, good. Well, yeah,
can't blame me. Like,
no.
Can't.
Like, remember the, I'll talk
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I like episode
talk to you over there. The Kevin robot was basically
yeah.
running everything.
Yep. Well, it's funny because the moment that they go up there, right, it's Jude Law's character, the little girl and the mother, and then the mother's like, oh, my God, you know, you're getting to meet the supervisor, you know, at such
yeah.
a young age, blah, blah, blah. And when they walk in, she's like, Hello?
It's dusty and like cobwebs.
But there's like super dust. So I'm
yeah,
like
thick layer.
Where the fuck did all those people go?
Yeah.
Were those all robots that worked in that room?
Yeah, it was all robots. The whole room was robotics.
Right, but I'm saying though, like none of those buttons or nothing has been touched in fucking years. So I'm wondering, like, at the fall of the Republic, did the people that worked there fuck off? Or was there ever anybody that actually did work?
That's a good question.
I think it'd be really cool. Like, if they do a season two with this, I think it'd be, like, really cool to go a little bit more in-depth about Ad-Atten.
The background. Yeah, where it came from, how it started.
Like, because we have a general idea of how it worked.
Yeah.
But like not any like lore about it. Even the like the they're like, oh yeah, like the old sea shanties, and I go, I'd like to hear a couple of those sea shanties so I know what we're talking about.
Oh, but that, well, no, I mean that's the pirate side of it.
Oh yeah, but like I'd like I that's like it. But that's like all of the lore we got, kind of was that, and then also like references to like what the point of the planet is, and yeah. like technically what it is, yeah. but not history of it.
It's just the mint. It's the mint of the old republic.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kamino was where they created the clones, and they did that. Yeah. It's out on the Outer Rim. Like this planet's in the Outer Rim as well.
It's out in the Outer Rim, sure. So, I mean, I don't know if me personally, I don't think I really need another season of background of this show, or this planet, rather.
And it is one of those things, like, I mean, you know, they could write anything, but, like, what do you think? Do they just get off on another adventure? Is this what's happening?
I mean, right? Do we just now watch them grow up or
but
something?
But now there's no shield. So the shield is gone, so the whole galaxy could be anything. Well, then I think it kind of turns into like the war planet again, because now everybody's going to try to invade this.
Yeah,
right.
Once it's found out that they actually know where it is, and that's where the Republic credits are, they're fucked.
But now you have the New Republic, so they can.
Right, but now it's like pirates and everybody else is
getting
all the bounty hunters.
This could be a great story for the next three episodes.
Right?
Could
be. Something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way was how quickly the like final episode ended. I was wanting it to be like at least 10-20 more minutes, just because it was like the second it was deemed that the good guys won, the episode ended. I'm like,
that's it.
Whoa. I'm like, we're not done here.
Well,
like,
we're done. You get it. Good guys won. This is a typical, it's a typical kid show.
Yeah.
I'm like, good guys won. We know the good guys won. We don't need
damages?
Anymore.
Who's paying for all the...
Like, yeah, well, they got all the gold.
Well,
right
they
there.
Got all the gold. Yeah, but...
They can pay for it.
That, no, but yeah,
but
right,
it was just...
Right.
It was bizarre how it ended, like, really, really, really quickly.
For an adult, sure. For a kid, that's exactly what you wanted. Like,
yeah,
like you said, Marco,
episode,
so...
It was just interesting. Like, we didn't even be able to go, like, ah, we're all... We're all safe. It was like a.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, you're not dead. The episode ends.
Yeah, X-wings
flying off.
I'm not entirely.
You're not dead. Oh look, the X-wings. Everyone, no. And then it ends.
And I get the parents who.
I did like the Rebel blockade runner coming at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, ship type of thing. The blockade runner. Yeah.
Well, so I mean, visually, I thought visually this thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. I did like, you know, like, and they were talking about a lot of like the characters and stuff like that were not necessarily CG. They used more real prosthetic. And
did they really? I love when they do that.
Yeah. They relied less on CG for this show.
You.
There's something magical about that. Like actually trying to figure it out like that.
So. The bat werewolf captain.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see who his first mate was?
No.
Did you catch it?
You didn't see?
No.
It's Jaleel White.
Did I do that?
That's was awful. It really?
That was the very first I was like, holy
that's crazy.
Shit.
But I had seen a preview. I knew he was going to be in it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
Seen a preview, yeah.
So I saw for the first time. I was like, here. Oh my God. I was like, wait, is that Jaleel? Get the fuck. And I looked up. I was like, that's fucking Jaleel White. That's cool.
So funny. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. Also, the robot. What's the robot's name?
833
no.
SS.
K9, I remember. K39.
SM33.
I was close to the SN33.
I'll let you wrap that around your head.
I got nothing.
SM33.
Oh, Smee!
Who's Smee?
He's the pirate
Captain
from
Captain
Hook's first mate.
Oh, that's cool!
I picked that up right the fuck away. When she said SM33, I went, SM. That's fucking Smee.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like,
I didn't know all
right,
that.
That's so I like that, honestly. Yeah. I was like,
that was neat.
Yeah. So that's like, they did like a lot of things that really hit the mark as far as like a kid's show.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it's supposed. That's why like I didn't look too deep into like after the first couple episodes, honestly, I stopped taking notes on the show because I just didn't want to. There's not much as an adult to really want to dive into. There really isn't, because it's a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
It's great for content. If you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to like it. But you have to go in understanding, at the end of the day, this is a kid show. It's a great introductory story for kids. And I was good with it. Like, the adventures, I wanted... You know, different planet of the day. Like, I was okay with that.
I love
because that's how we grew up. Like, you know, we watched G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe's a half-hour show with commercials, which makes it like 20 minutes of actual show. There was a different problem every fucking day. Beginning, Cobra Commander comes in, tries to take over everything. Different plot, different plan. They get the right guys. They stop Cobra Commander and all the Cobras, end of the show.
Serpentor.
Serpentor was awesome. But, you know, by the end of the show, they
Major
fucking...
Blood. They go on for
I know. At the end of the day, Cobra runs away, and yo, Joe, and no one's half the battle. So I was good with that. Every day it was like that. Mm-hmm. With this show, I was fine with a different problem every time. I was, yeah. You know, a different planet, different this. There were certain things, Captain, the hell's her name? The little girl.
Oh,
Captain.
Fern.
Fern, I don't know why, yeah. So Fern, she, there was one thing, like, off the top, like, very first episode, I think it was, no, it was the second episode. She was too, for me, she was too a little over the top with a tough girl attitude.
Yeah.
Like, just too much. Like,
it was turned up to 11
a little bit. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Like, you're trying to bully, like, these two, like, kids that are clearly, like, the little trunk boy.
Neil.
He didn't want to do anything. He was like, I'm not fucking going over there. That's crazy. That's, yeah. Like, you know, these two, like, little, I mean, one little adventurous kid. It's like, let's do this. You're going to bully them too? The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that she was, like, over the top bullying just for over the top bullying's sake. And I don't
like, not a lot of drive behind it. Yeah. Just like, bullying because why not?
Like, you serious? Like, come on, man.
He's like, wait. I gotta say, I feel like I got baited into thinking the like, boy Wim.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like he was gonna be, like, the main character, but it ended up being, like, I was more interested in, like, all of the characters except for him. I was like, oh, and then there's also Wim. He's
yeah.
Here.
He's,
you know, he was the driving force to why they were there, but after that, he was just kind of, like, there.
Yeah.
Wim's in this
yeah,
group.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's like, oh, yeah.
Because you've got Neil, who's, like, Neil, sweet, and he's, like, he's so fun, innocent. He's enjoyable to see, and innocent.
Then he gets into the gun, he grows some balls, he's like, I'm like, yeah, go get him, Neil!
Right? You and know? Then you've got the girl, I don't remember her name.
KB.
She like, was you awesome. Got Jordy.
Yeah, Jordy.
She's the smart she engineer, cool. But also has, like, a disability, which you don't really know what it is.
Until he
she had an accident, you know?
Sure.
But that was pretty cool. And then you've got Fern, who's got a lot, like, that she just wears everything she is on her sleeve.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, and then there's Wim.
And then there's Wim.
And then there's Wim, who was the first one we were introduced to, and he likes Jedis.
It was like the development of the other ones developed more than he did.
He was like furniture the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the reason why they're
not very
there,
helpful furniture either.
No.
Well,
he helped KB.
Yeah, that's true.
He, like, cooked up the wires and made a cylinder and put it in her brain. I was like, what the fuck?
That was wild.
What that the was awesome.
She was like, I trust that this will happen.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact I was reading.
Hit it.
Oh,
The holographic circus that is entertaining Neil's young siblings.
Yes.
Okay. I know this I know this one.
Is a recreation of the same one Chewbacca's family is watching in Star Wars The Holiday Special.
Oh.
The Holiday Special callback in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Wild.
I like saw that's that funny. Fun fact and I was like, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Sure. I'm totally down for it. Anytime you can do those kind of callbacks and slide those in there like that, I'm down.
My initial thought when I saw, like, the little cartoon thing, I was like, oh, well, it's better than Cocoa Melons, I suppose.
Everything's better than Cocoa Melons.
Everything's better than Cocoa Melons.
On this fucking podcast again.
Fucking Cocoa Melons.
Oh, my God.
I've never watched that.
Seven tunes, 30,000 songs. I swear to God, it's hundreds of songs based on the same seven fucking kids' tunes. Like, Row, Row, Row Your Boat and shit like that. Yeah, it's like they made...
You'd be like...
300 videos and they just keep recycling the song and change the words.
That sounds like genius marketing.
It's absolute genius. Believe me, I wish I had the
guys,
money.
Guys, I know what we're podcasting about next.
Oh my God, it was awful.
No, I quit. I will never do another one.
Take my name off the credits.
I don't want nothing to do.
Record, redo the opening.
For like an hour going like, man, episode 83 really hit different. That would have been different.
For the hour,
when they did Mila, Row Your Boat, but said brush your teeth, that went crazy. Top 10. I don't know. I'm making it up.
But are you though?
Am I?
Are you?
Am I?
You go home and watch this, don't you? You watch Cocoa Melon.
Dad, did you know?
Yeah, I caught that.
You got me.
I got you.
It's my favorite show, actually.
Oh, my God.
You know, the lore is actually really deep once you get to episode 100.
Oh, fuck's sake. Speaking of, like,
going deep on JJ.
I know, right? Speaking of callbacks, I don't know if it was, but it reminded me just because I'd seen it recently. The little furry thing, when they get on the planet, when they first get
little to, like, owl-looking thing?
Yeah, a little red thing with the wings.
Not the owl girl.
Not the owl lady that helps them in the end.
No. Like, it was like when they first got, but that planet, when they first got there, there's like these things that are in the, is it in the ship or in the planet? But there was like this little furry thing that had wings, mm-hmm. and it looks like the same thing from Captain Emo.
Yeah.
Which was Michael Jackson's ride at Epcot.
Captain Neo.
Captain Neo. I said Captain Emo.
You did, and I was did. Like...
Close enough.
Captain Emo. No. So Captain Neo, which was a 3D ride at Universal...
I remember that. I went
not
there.
Really, at Epcot, rather.
Yeah, I went. I saw Michael that. Jackson's I had like the shirt and everything. The big, like, swooshy, like, rainbowy type of, like, fluorescent, pastel color. Yep. Captain Neo. Yeah, I had and that. So, you should look up sometime. It's really trippy. Because, you know,
I just
it was
watched
like the 80s, 90s, whatever, and it was...
I just watched it the other day, actually. Somebody had put it on YouTube, like, because it's a 3D thing. But they 2D'd it, and you could watch it. And I watched the whole thing. I was like, oh, my God. It's like 13 minutes of this fucking thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the little creature that he had, like the little furry flying
creature.
Fly
around creature.
I can't see the little creature you're talking about there.
It's almost like the one from She-Ra with the big ears.
Yes.
Oh, are you talking about the little fuzzy thing with the fairy wings?
Yes. Oh, thing, the little pink furry thing. So that to me looked like a lot from Captain Neo thing. I was like, I wonder if that's the same.
It could be a callback. Could be
it
a callback.
Does look very similar. I saw a picture.
So I mean, I would probably be able to like really dive into each episode because they probably threw a lot of those in there.
They did. I was just reading too, like you know, the director and the showrunner was very much saying that they did a lot of not only references but they used a lot of like old school technology like stop motion and matte paintings and a lot of different things. So they really sort of tasked ILM to kind of go back to the way they used to do things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Most of it's not done that way, right? Everything they use the volume now. They use like they did in Mando.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything's digital. Like, hey, everything's fucking digital now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They didn't. They went back a lot of old school.
I love seeing stuff like that.
Me too. I think there is a lot more.
Because I don't want it to be realism, like a lost like, art, you know?
Yeah, it totally
like little
is.
Things like that. Because it could so easily be like, it's so easily
it was
be like
magical. Like I'm sure I've talked about it before, I know. But when I went to ILM, because my cousin works there, and he took us on the tour, it was fucking cool to see all the old stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the big painting, the matte paintings, which were done on the bath, what do you call it, shower doors. Glass
oh, were
shower
they really?
Door. They would take glass doors from showers, and that's what they would paint on.
Oh.
So like, there was an image of from Die Hard 2 and the airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the end when they're pulling away.
Yeah.
Right? And you just see the airplanes with all the fucking people running. You see that still. Like that was a painting. And then they like put animate some shit into it. So you see some people moving.
Oh.
But the majority of that is a matte painting.
That's really cool.
And it's really, and it's there. Like it's just hang up on the fucking wall. Like it's really cool. There's a ton of them. We saw Slimer. So the old Slimer, you know, kind of beat up. It's old, and it's, you know, it's because of the rubber and the mold that they use, kind of deteriorate over time.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw things like the Jabba mold and stuff like that, the Jabba the Hutt stuff, and the stuff, all the props and stuff that they
That's
actually used to move it.
That's so
really
cool.
Fucking cool, some of the animatronic type stuff and the old artwork and things that they used to do. It's if you ever get a chance, if you're ever out in San Francisco for whatever reason, they take these tours. Like, you can obviously go on a tour. I got kind of a different tour because my cousin works there, but... They take you in, and they like there's like a big, obviously there's a big movie theater inside there where they you know show you like the history and how they do what they do and how like a section of a movie would be done, right? How it starts, how the framing and the overlay, the color, the overlay, the you know the art, the texture, the lighting,
Yeah,
it's a really cool you know short movie where they kind of give you the background of how they do what they do. It's pretty awesome.
Really.
And then he took
cool.
us to the gift shop, which is like really fucking cool.
Yeah,
it's like the employee gift shop where the employees go to shop.
Ooh,
you get like crew shirts and shit like that. It was like really cool. I have a couple of crew shirts that I bought there, like only the crews can buy. So it's really
so you wear
cool.
it and you go. I was on this.
I had nothing to do with the making of this, but I'm gonna pretend I did.
I'm gonna pretend I did.
I play a crew member on TV, but not one in real life. So yeah,
no,
that was pretty awesome.
So that's. I don't have really much.
Not too much on Skeletor. I mean, it's a good show, though. What did you think of,
like Jude Law's character overall.
I was actually about to bring him up. I thought he was a really like cool character, cause like I liked the fact that everyone was like, don't trust him, but you're also like, yeah, I mean, he's sketchy, but like I think he seems pretty chill. And he didn't just like go bad, he went like way bad, he went
real fucking bad, you know? By the end of it,
like, and I'm really like, oh, that's switch. Why everyone says like he's like, really don't trust him, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of liked that he also didn't go like a, oh, well, there's still the kids and stuff. He like, he just like, went,
I'll shoot them.
He went totally downhill. Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm going to kill your parents slowly if you don't act up. Like if you say a single word, I'm like,
that one actually kind of surprised me because I,
right?
It's a Disney Plus. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that they're going to make this guy that, like, he could be the bad guy. He could be the villain. We've seen those in Disney movies. Every Disney movie has a villain. But this motherfucker's like, I'm gonna kill your parents with this lightsaber?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you. Slowly? Wow. That is some dark shit. Like, they went dark.
They went so dark.
And it's funny because like he still almost had that
redemption.
He had that conflicting attitude. He's like, I don't want to do it. Just knock it off. Let me just rule and shut the fuck up. Just work for me and I can stop hurting because I don't want to hurt people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, cut it out so I can stop hurting people, will you?
And they also were able to get him to be like a little bit relatable. He's like, look, I've been like hungry my whole life.
My life has sucked. And I just want to rule something because exactly. I need the money. Like, yeah. I need the money. I need a job.
I need a job. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Like, they did his character pretty well.
I'm glad that they didn't give him the complete redemption
arc. Yeah, no, I'm glad they didn't.
I don't want one of those, dude.
Let him be the fucking bad guy.
All of a sudden, he's back to drinking the Kool-Aid of the Jedi Code or something stupid. Right? You know what I mean?
Fuck that.
Or like, Wim looks at him and goes, you wouldn't. And he goes, I wouldn't. Oh, what have I done?
He throws down the lightsaber.
He's like... I will stab your father in the neck if you pull that lever. I swear to God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, all right.
Fuck around and find out, little boy.
Yeah, he was definitely.
I don't want to, but I will. Yeah. You know? That was so cool. Fuck around and
find out.
That was crazy.
I thought that was good. The kids, I mean, you know, we talked about them a little bit. The kids.
Like not crazy deep, you know, they were kids.
Not crazy deep, you know. I like the beginning where you see them in their everyday life and they're off to school and you see how their school runs.
Huge Etch-a-Sketch, by the way.
Huge Etch-a-Sketch. Yeah, yep. They're playing with their toys. They're riding their speeder bikes, basically.
It's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. Little scooter
bikes. I want one.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I definitely want one.
Oh, I want 100%.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that.
Oh.
So he misses the bus the next day. Mm-hmm. I had a fucking problem with this. He's like, don't worry, I know a shortcut. Okay, what the fuck?
What shortcut, though?
Like, the school day's over, and he's still in the woods. I'm like, what kind of fucking shortcut did you think you had? It just seems like
the long way around.
It seems like the very long way. Like, how did you not...
I feel like you could have just followed the bus at that point.
Right, because they were, what do you call it? They were doing the assessment test. I'm like, wait a minute. They're already at school, about to take her, and this fucking kid is still riding her. Like, dude, you've been
gone. Wasn't the robot like driving the bus? Was it a robot or a person?
It was a robot. It was a droid.
Wouldn't the robot fucking stop for him?
No, it's a droid. It doesn't have to. I think the punctuality comes first.
I just feel like the robots are kind of like, no, you need to be fucking in school, so I'll stop and get you in the fucking bus, you jackass, you missed it, but you need to be in school because we're going to force you to get to school.
No, I can't understand that. His job as the bus driver
is to stay on schedule.
Drive the bus.
You go to the stop, you have that spot for 30 seconds, then you're on, then you're just on. Like, that's...
No matter how many kids you're dragging behind the bus.
But that's what I'm saying.
Their backpack are caught in the doors and they're dragging.
Continue driving.
Keep going. You got to schedule the key, motherfucker. Don't stop and let them in.
I think if the backpack gets caught, it's probably like a safety feature, right? So they're
right, yeah.
But you missed the bus.
Who wins the next bus?
Should have been on the bus. When's the next
Master
bus?
Carter. Master Charger.
Yeah.
I'm not
Uncle Meridian.
I feel like if it was a different type of droid, it would be like stopping. But I think that was like literally just a bus driving droid.
That's it.
Which was like... Please don't put stickers on my head. I'm going to continue driving.
No. Yeah.
I will stop when you are at the stop at the time that this stop will happen.
Yeah. So
that's put stickers on my head.
That's the thing that pissed me off. I was like, this kid's supposed to be on a fucking shortcut. Like, that's
yeah, awesome. Kid, like, when totally
you,
missed.
When you said that, when he says that, you have me thinking, oh, you know a shortcut.
You're going to get there.
No, he just saw what the other kids did the day before, which was Fern and KB when they did it.
Yeah.
He watched them do it.
Just a second.
So maybe he thought it was a shortcut. I will
never let that go. So when he makes noise, I'm doing that.
So, I mean, the moment that he takes that jump and he goes, oh, fuck, I don't know where I'm going. Why don't you go, fuck this, I'm just going to turn back around. No, he gets deeper into the forest.
Sure,
now
sure,
it's like, deeper. Now right. It's like an hour and a half away and he's still just kind of cruising through the forest. Like, oh, shit, I fucked up. I don't know. That kind of.
I feel like I also get why he didn't have a lot of urgency to go to the exam. Because also, like, his dad was like, look, they're taking 50% off. If you ace it, you'll pass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's like, look, we know this kid. This kid's not getting nowhere near 100 on it.
No.
So he like probably was like,
for 8 years.
So it was probably just like, what's the point anyway?
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. I'm not going
back. He also wants to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like he wants to go be an adventurer, which at the end of the show,
a cool thing in the ground is adventurous.
This is true. At the end of it, when I think it was Neil was like, oh, you know, I wonder if we still take our assessment test or whatever. Like, I think he made like some comment towards it, just like as like a joke. But he looks up and he sees the X-Wing flying by. And I'm like, oh, no, he knows what he wants to do. Yeah. He wants to get in that motherfucker. So, yep. So to continue with what you were saying like a half hour ago, Mila, I wouldn't mind seeing another series. Not so much this series, but if they go on to do like another series or another, you know, sequels or another chapter or whatever, and they bring like Wim back, but he's like an adult.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like if they make a reference to it, I'm like, I'm okay with that. Like, just like kind of sprinkle them in a little bit.
I think they'd be really interesting characters to see grown up.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Well, you know? So much they could
especially
still
be Wim. Especially Jedi, him.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Because
he'd actually be like a cool character.
Yeah. And also, this is a story that has nothing to do with what we already know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create anything you want, like how they did with Mando.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a story that Dave Filoni and John Favreau came up with, right?
Yeah.
And it's great
because Filoni just got like, I don't know, he's like big, like he's like creative director, like he's huge.
Yeah,
now.
I think actually on this one, he got bumped. I believe.
He got bumped. I don't know if he's above Kennedy or what. Like, I don't know. He's like, he's up there now. Like, the internet was cheering, if you will. It looked like the end of Return of the Jedi when the fucking Emperor's thing falls. And everybody's just in the, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely got a bump.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think that they're probably just going to go further with a lot of his ideas and creativity, which is fine. That's good. So I think that like with a story like this, where it's created, it has nothing to do with any kind of lore because there's nothing a part of it that links it to anything that we've already seen or a story that we already know. It's like, oh, there's pirates. Yeah, we already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Pirate stories can go on for fucking ever.
Yeah, it's a huge galaxy. They can be from anywhere. And there's a million different species
and that's
of pirates
part,
or
yeah, and that's part of it. Everything. It's like this is it, the galaxy is so fucking vast.
It's it's fucked up. Like there's a lot of shit happening, so you know it's gonna cause a lot of creation of rebels and pirates and outlaws.
Sure.
And
cool like as shit.
It's like the Empire didn't fall and the Republic take over, and then everything else was like and everybody else fell in line. Like that's not how that shit works,
That's a big ass galaxy.
Empire takes a hold, you know what I mean?
Right. So
they start like, you know, getting back together. I'm like the old ways. So I have a question, sort of a philosophical question, maybe.
Okay.
So you have this Pladin, the name is Adan.
Adan.
Let's say it a couple more times.
Adan.
It's sheltered. It's under the shield. It's kept hidden from the rest of the galaxy. The people are basically like, you know, enslaved, right? Like they're working for the greater cause and the good and all that. But yet they know of the outer galaxy. Like they know a lot of the history, right? They knew history of what happened and all that stuff. How do you get that happening with people that, and you don't start having rebellion, they're like, well, I want to fucking be off this planet too. Like, this is the whole galaxy out there. And then I'll just kind of like, yeah, we're happy to just stay here and hang and be cool.
Like, I feel like
the kid obviously wanted to get the fuck out.
I feel like you overestimate how much history they actually teach. Because I, like, I feel like one of
the know. Like the kid knew about the old Republic stuff and the Jedi.
But for him it was just story. It was that's like
it was fucking, like a, oh,
you tell me about Medusa. That doesn't make me think it's real. She was real.
It like, seemed like you knew it was real. Like you thought it was real.
I think talking about I'm not saying there's no history. I'm saying that they have probably made the system so that no one learns anything about anything outside anymore. So they know about what once was, and they're told like it once was.
Yeah.
You know, not like there is right now.
Still, yeah. I get what you're saying. You know? Totally get what you're saying. But I still have
you don't
an
hear
issue
anyone talk
with,
about history.
Like, if you've seen the Truman Show.
Yes.
Right? With Jim Carrey. Like, yeah. He thinks the world is real. But then when he finds out the world is not real, and it's a fucking TV show, essentially, he does nothing but to get out.
Like, right.
I think like, another...
They know there's outside galaxy. There's a shield protecting them. They know the Republic comes and sends an emissary to come and pick up the fucking credits and go. Like, nobody's like, this is bullshit. You're not going to let me leave. Like, when you do that to people, all they want to do is leave. Like, you're telling me I can't ever leave? Now I
think something else is they also... Idealize the jobs that they have. Like, they make them so amazing and honorable and going like, oh my God, I'd love to be exec of
X branch. I think they just indoctrinate.
You know? I think it's just all indoctrination.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Which happens.
I mean, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. But
for sure.
So even in the drinking the Kool-Aid, there are people that were like, this Kool-Aid sucks. I don't like this. This is bullshit.
Although then you keep it very,
So now we have to read between the lines. Maybe there was. Maybe you're right.
That's the story I want to hear.
Just, okay, well, they're dead.
I can believe that. Some of those droids.
Oh, yeah, no, they're pretty fucking vicious. It's like there was no stepping out of line.
I bet they just go, yeah, they went missing.
Sorry about your bad luck. Done.
But since it's so few, because it's so, like, deeply, like, again, like, indoctrinated into the whole society, you know? So it doesn't happen that often. But I feel like if it would, hypothetically.
Yeah.
If it would, I think they'd just be picked off, you know?
Because don't forget, like,
but at some point, you have to, Terminator.
They would have to find some sort of rule that they break.
At some point, you have Terminator. You know? You have Terminator eventually. That's what Terminator was.
Yeah.
Right? The robots take over, and people are like, nah, I'm not dealing with this bullshit. I don't care how.
But wait, hold on. But that's the thing. Humans created the robots. The robots ended up taking over. I think on this planet, it was always the other way around. There was always the robots there. And they
I don't think so. Robots are created by people.
People lived on this ad well before,
and then they started making the coins.
No, that's what I don't think. I think that ad this was the plan. I think the Republic put the robots there to do what they need to do, and then they put the people there. I think that's how they put the people there.
Where'd they get the people?
They're from fucking everywhere else.
Hey, do you want to go make money and live comfortably forever and ever?
Yeah, go get on the boat. We're going to stack you like cordwood. Like, we've seen this. Didn't work that well. Right. It wasn't a good thing.
Right, but there's been a lot of, like, in real world, right? It's, hey, we're going to take you out of the shit area that you live in, and we're going to bring you to this beautiful planet where everything is cultivated.
It's a paradise. You can get money, a job.
You can't ever leave.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to be hungry.
this is what the job. So they get and they give them everything. It's like, oh my God, this is so much better than what I had.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to the living on the streets
and
so it's that different mindset. So like, and then now it just becomes habit. That's like, oh, what do you
and then you get right? And then you get generations passing down the gratitude. So like, oh my God, I'm so grateful.
I agree.
Part of it.
I agree. But then other movies. Will show us the other end of it. Like, even a Terminator, because it was generations into, and they had kids, and they're fighting the war. Then you look at The Matrix, where, again, it was generations. They were creating people, and there were people being like, this isn't right, right? Yeah. Like, this is too nice, too good.
And
they wanted to get out and go live in Zion, which was a hellhole.
Right.
Because they just didn't want to be indoctrinated and run by the robots.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it's also the idea of, like, I feel like that's much more likely to happen if someone were to introduce that idea. Because if that never idea, like, is
somebody
kind of, like, around.
Somebody had to introduce the idea, like, let's say in The Matrix. I'm like, somebody had to introduce the idea. It has to start somewhere. How do they first start rebelling?
But then it's about, like, spreading it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's about, like, oh, hey, you know, maybe there's a way to get off the planet. Maybe there's a way. But, like, if that never actually organizes, then I don't think that would ever actually happen.
When the kids get off the planet and the parents are kind of like, we need to find a way to get our kids and fuck them because they're not letting us and the robot. Now we have to go behind their back.
I was just thinking about that in my head. Like, now that could possibly start, but we don't know what.
But now it doesn't have to because the robot, the emissary, whatever, the high evolutionary, their guy is fucking dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
And the main robot dude's dead. All the other robots shut down.
How it comes in. So like you can now carry on, but I get what you're saying. I mean,
and then how does that world exist after that? Like that's the next cool part. Right? So their normal way of life is now. It's completely gone.
See, that's
all the robots are not working. Nothing happening. They have no robot people enslaving them and or taking care of their shit. They have to do everything for themselves.
You know, I bet if we spent more time on Atten in the beginning, which is not something I wanted, but if we were to stay longer on Atten, I think you would run into more people like that. I think we'd be able to see like that other side of going like, oh, there's actually like a resistance or that we're planning on doing blah, 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 you know?
Like, I think you'd find it.
But since we're not on the planet for most of the show, because we're dealing with something totally different.
Yeah, we're only like first.
Then we're never going to see that.
Sprinkles in between.
But that would be really like that would be something interesting to see if there's like a season two or like a spinoff or something. You know, like what actually was early days.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like growing pains, like theme song coming over. Right.
That's why, like when they went to that other planet, that was the adults versus the kids, basically.
Yeah.
That warring little planet that was just like Atten was like at Akron or something like that.
Oh yeah, it's like right next door.
It's a sister planet. Yeah.
It's a sister planet. But so I thought when I first watched, I was like, did they just like time travel or something like because I mean it's space. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, did they just go into like this time loop and now that actually is their planet except it's in the fucking future? I'm like, that'd be kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
If it was the same planet.
Some Twilight Zone type shit or something. I thought that was really like cool, but also like if we bring that into like lore, maybe once upon a time they were also like part of that like treasure planet type idea, you know? Maybe what happened to them was an uprising, you know?
Yeah.
And it went wrong and now everybody's at war and they don't even know why.
I think honestly just those six planets that they talk about being part of like the old galaxy, whatever like that, I think each one of those planets did something for the old Republic. Like they each planet had a job. You know, we see on this one was to make the Republic credits. That's why they got made.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that all six planets had a job for the old Republic.
Yeah.
The old Republic goes down. Those six planets actually don't know. They're dealing with their own shit. And they have no idea what the fuck the real world is anymore. And they're like, wait, who the fuck? Except think about it, like, they were there for the old Republic. I mean, the droid there said, you know, he was like, oh, I'm an emissary Jedi. He was like, well, that's funny because the last message we got was that the Jedi were traitors. Right? Yeah. That's Order 66.
Yeah.
And this is well after that. So that's kind of what gives you my timeline. I'm like, holy shit, this is like 30, 40 years. Well, at least, 20 at least. Yeah. Right? Yeah, like 25 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Like, so all these people just been hanging out on this planet, not knowing fuck all.
Because the New Hope was what, 20 years after?
Well, I,
20,
I
look 20 at, years, like, something I, like that. Yeah. Well, I and think then about this Luke. Is 9 years after.
So I'm thinking about, like, Luke was between 2025 and 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
So he's, so that was 25.
And he's nine years after Jedi.
So this is like 35 years after, after Order 60. So there's a long time. These people have just been kind of plugging away. And you see that because of all the fucking Republic credits.
Oh, that's huge.
Oh, like, my God. And it's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere. It just keeps getting really. He
it's just becoming like, more and more of a treasure planet of old, you know?
And he was like, wait a minute. How many vaults do you have? He's like, we have 1,000. He was like, oh, my God. I'm going to be rich forever. But now New Republic comes in. They can easily go, none of that is worth anything.
Yeah,
it's like the $2 bill or
what's it made out of?
It's made out of gold, but you could just literally
just make
you could
much.
Go
with that much gold. It could just
it's like all it right, could become worthless. It's like the penny, like they're trying to get rid of the penny again. Thank God, but it's worth nothing. So that's no longer a quote unquote treasure planet.
Yeah,
you know, I think the treasure that was in the little vault where the captain was. I would have just hung out there.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. And
so
that was like some Indiana Jones shit.
Oh yeah, so he comes out of the sewer. He's got it draped all over him. Those other pirates are like, "We're gonna kill you." I'm like, dude, Go downstairs. There's a shitload.
Yeah.
You think so I'm carrying all this fucking more than enough for everybody?
Why did they not go, wait a minute, where the fuck did you just get all that? Let's go. Get the fuck back down there. We're going down. Like, grab all the rest of that shit. I don't understand why they didn't go back down and get all that.
You know, low-key about that scene, it's kind of, like, crazy. Like, I forgot about this until just now. That he, like on a whim, he like melted all those people in acid, like that were chasing him.
Yeah.
And you heard the screams. I was watching. I'm like, that seems pretty. That sounds kind of dark.
Yeah. He was like, refill that. I was like, oh.
And the fact that everyone just looks around uncomfortably, and you just hear the screams. I was like, but, that's a little dark.
A little dark.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
That was
crazy.
And then it goes up, and then the bag. What was he? A bat wolf?
Wolfbat
guy,
yeah.
I don't even want that new captain. So there's that.
There it is.
There it is.
All right, let's rate the show.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice.
I'm going to give it a 4.
I'll give it a 3.5.
I'm going to go 3.75. I'm right in between.
I was kind of there too, but I'm going to give it the bump.
I enjoyed it. Too much to watch to bother watching it again. It's not something I would watch. It's a great show. I think people should watch it. I think my deck could definitely recommend people to watch it. Again, it's not because I don't want to watch it again. There's just too much shit, including the new Spider-Man, which starts on the 29th.
We could talk about all the new
cartoon
stuff too.
The cartoon, the new Spider-Man, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot going on in the Marvel world coming up soon.
Yeah.
There's a list. We'll have to
go
through it.
Maybe over the next episode, we'll go over the list of what's coming out this year and next year. There's a lot. Like, there's obviously tons of lists out there that tell you all the
blue. I just keep track of Daredevil coming out. And other than that, I'm blind to everything.
I like what you just did there, Daredevil.
You're blind. I don't think it was on purpose, but it worked.
She should be sent to the pond. The tentury. All right.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
end it, punishment. Cut.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, he
Cut
says.
Cut that shit out.
All right, gang. We are Entertainment Rants at entertainmentrants.com. I want to thank my ranters. Thank you, Mila.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
And find us online. Again, we are brought to you by the Subculture Podcast Network. You can find us online at bio.link/subculturepod. Check us out online on entertainmentrants.com. Let us know what you thought of Skeleton Crew. We want to know. We want to hear it. Check us out on our social media. Gang, what are we going to do?
Rant. Let's rant.
Let's rant.
It always takes you guys the time.